Okay, Simon Lamed Gimel. Zion. Dvar Masur Mishum Sakana. Things that are also because of Sakana. You have to be careful with things that can bring somebody to sakana. Because sakana is more chamor than iser. You have to be more concerned for a suffix sakana than a suffix iser. Right? So, meaning when you're not sure, like yesterday we discussed the suffix. Somebody was masubik, whether it was chicken or whether it was chicken mixed in with fish. So here we're saying that it's a suffix sakana is more chamer. Right? Now, in the footnote here, he brings the tshuva from the Shevet Alevi that those that speed, right? The Shevet Alevi has a tshuva, chelik yud simen kuf yud aleph, that if you speed and you drive wild, then that's a sakana gemura. And it's a suffix ritzicha if something chas v'shalom happens. So he's saying that you cannot drive wild or speed. Fine, that's an interesting thing. Then that's meaning he's saying the same thing as what we're going to say now, that you can't, if you can't go to a suffix sakana, so you certainly can't drive like a wild man. Right? So a wall that's falling, Baal Gesha Ru'ua, or on a rickety bridge, you can't go out by yourself at night, which obviously doesn't really apply nowadays because the police can say that when the streets are lit up, then it's not a problem. You're not supposed to sleep in a room by yourself at night, which also the police can say if there are lights and it's not a problem. Also, and because Cheder Yechidi means in a bedroom by yourself. It doesn't mean a house Yechidi. It means a room by yourself, which many, many people do. You're not allowed to drink water from a river at night. So you can't put your mouth on like a water fountain without seeing, meaning you both of these things, you're not seeing the water before it goes into your mouth. So you have no idea what you're ingesting. You might swallow something that's damaged. How do you know there's no needle in the water or a snake or something like that, besides for the bug issue?
Even from a water fountain?
Well, a water fountain, you see the water. You're not putting your mouth directly right on where the water is. It's not about putting your mouth directly on it. If your mouth is not directly on it, you see it, so then that's fine. You could also, the Gemara also talks about if you put it into your hands before you put it into your mouth. That's also okay because you can see it, at least during the day. At night, it's much harder to see. The Shasa Tkufa, which we just had in the Daf Yomi 2 days ago, right? There's four Tkufas, spring, summer, winter, and spring, summer, fall, and winter. So at that, the Shasa Tkufa, Manichin Kitzas Barzel, Al Kolam Mashkin Vamacholam, that you put a little bit of metal on all liquids, whatever that means, but on cooked foods, cooked drinks, or soaked, kvushim kovush is like pickles, or salted, you don't need to do this. We're not chosh for this. So why some sakonas you are chosh for, and why others you're not chosh for, I don't know. Right? Because the big one that gets asked is about nails, cutting nails. Right, and with the women going into nail salons when they're pregnant, that type of thing. So someone a tiny that clearly the metzias is not that it's not going to cause women to have miscarriages, which I'm not sure why people say that, because miscarriages are so common, maybe that's why. So I don't know. Okay, there's a Magen Avraham about this, about that maybe this, if you see that the sakonas no longer apply, so you don't necessarily have to keep them. Okay, so I don't know. Maybe somebody could do a study on which sakonas we maintain, which sakonas we don't maintain. Okay, tas also lechem machalim mashkim shenasha shalalim kotzaber. You're not allowed to eat or drink foods that a person would be disgusted by. Omitah kelim u'usim, or from kelim that are disgusting, shenasha shalalim kotzaber, that a person is disgusted by them. Mechein lo yoichav yadayim ezoyamos, and a person shouldn't eat with dirty hands. Shekol elu heim bechlal, because these are all included in Al Tishaksu, it's Nashe Seichem, don't make your nefesh disgusting. And even if you say you're not disgusted, your das is bottled to everybody else. Right? So you're not, even though you could say you're not disgusted, you still can't eat it. Right? But there are those that say, if there's enough people that are not disgusted, then you're allowed to eat it, even though the majority don't. Right? So I don't know, a mushel would, I don't know what the mushel would be for this type of thing. But yeah, okay. So behema yud behema oif shayim sukanim v'nishchatu. If you have a behema or an oif that were sukanim and they were shafted, meaning, you know, if you can't last a year, so that's considered treif. So therefore, it's a treifa and it's also to be eaten. But we're not talking about it. It's not treif, but it's in sakana. But it could be it'll last a year. So afal pi shehutru v'shchita, even though it's lemaisa mutter with shchita. A medaktikim machmirim al atzma shaloi lachem. Those that are medaktik are machmir on themselves not to eat them, because there's something wrong there. There's something wrong with it. Fine. Yud Aleph. Also, Lixos Ilan Michael, this is a big one. This shaila gets asked many, many times. It is also to cut down a tree, a fruit tree, that makes fruit. Meaning if it's a fruit tree that doesn't make fruit, it's not a problem. So it's a fruit tree that makes fruit. Ilan Zayishu Isa Roiva Kav Zaysim, Videkal Isa Kav Tomorrow. Seems like in the brackets, in mine it's brackets, it's saying that there needs to be a minimum amount that of fruit that the tree has to produce. Fusakana, and it's a sakana. Now, what do you mean it's a sakana? It's an isur in the Torah that says about tashas. Right? That's the Taz's kasha. That you're not allowed to, that, what do you mean it's a sakana? I think it's a Taz. What do you mean it's a sakana? You're not allowed to, because you're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. So we're talking about that it's only, you're not allowed to cut down a fruit. You're allowed to cut down a fruit tree if the wood is worth more, or if you need the place where it's going to be. But this is saying that even in that case, it's still a sakana, so don't do it. Right? That's what this is. That's what this is referring to. Right? So, and that's where you have different paiskim that say if you need the place, then it's okay. And then some allow it if you sell the tree to a guy. Right, and the Chassidim are very, very makbid on this. That they'll go to all lengths. And if everybody remembers, I don't know, do they still have it in the Rabbi Landau shul in Flatbush, the Minyan factory? They built the shul around the tree because they refused to cut down the tree. So
they moved across the street. They're not in the same building anymore.
Oh no! So, but they used to have that, right?
Yeah, they used to have it. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're very makbid on it. I know one of the Samar buildings in the country upstate. They mamish cost them a lot of money because they wanted to go around the fruit tree or something like that. I don't know. I don't remember exact the things, but they're makbid lemaisa. We're makel if you sell it to a guy, or if you uproot the tree, the entire tree with the dirt and replant it someplace else. Okay, and then there's a machloikus whether it's a problem just to cut down branches of the tree, which is very common because the tree they'll stay, but you know. But you want to cut down branches, and then what happens if the fruits are destroying? Like sometimes you have mulberry or whatever other types of things. I think it's mulberry, or these cherries, and they fall all over the place, and they're making things disgusting. Okay, those are some of the scenarios. But let's say this tree is next to other trees that are more chashuv than it. And this tree is sucking all the nutrients out of the ground, if you need the place, or the wood is worth more than the fruits, then it is mutter to cut it. That's the taz. But again, the chassidim are very machmer on this. Yud beis a chashish b'mei of somebody who has a stomachache. There's some have this therapy where you take hot water and you put it on the stomach. For also lasses came in a sakana, you're not allowed to do that because of a sakana. Because you might burn yourself. The stomach is a sensitive area. Yud Gimel. Also lavar benachal shemem of roitvin. You're not allowed to walk across the water that it's very moving fast. Fast moving water. If, meaning you can wade across it as long as the water is below your belt. Because if you go higher than that and it's very fast moving, then there's rapids and stuff like that, then you can get, you know, you can get thrown downstream, and chas v'shalom, you know, something bad could happen. Okay, you're dalit. Also, loitzim epiv dav. This one is very, very nageya. For some reason, people are not so makbid on this. Also, loitzim epiv davar peronius al adam yisrael. It is also to say anything that refers to people from you know, from yidden having problems, meaning tsaras. Afilu loimar. Even to say ilu hayu plaini kayim hayu balakam, meaning you're waiting for somebody and he came, he's coming late. And you say a sentence like, if he would be alive, he would be here by now, which is mashma. Since he's not here, must be he died. That's the only reason why he wouldn't be here. Even that, which is only inferred, you should not say. Don't infer anything like that, because why? Ki bris krusa lo svasayim, because it's a bris krusa to lips, that it's that the lips have power. The lips have power, so don't say it. That's where it gets, you know, when people say the phrase "al tiftach pe l'satan" and those type of things. Ve'en lases mari latini b'davar tamei, and don't scare a child with the davar tamei. You know, lomer chasal lekelav yikacheu. You know, sometimes you want to scare a kid, so you say a kid, you know, oh, that dog is coming to take you, or a monster is coming to take you. One should not say that type of thing. V'chein b'chol kiyotze be'el, anything similar to this, tzarek lizar ma'oid. Mehergal haloshen, you have to be very careful with the hergal haloshen. Like, I'm going to kill you, or he's dead, or all these things that we use, they're, it's not allowed. Right? And that's where the minute comes from, that you say, when somebody says, like, oh, you know, when explaining a Gemara, so the guy, if somebody dies, and saying, like, and nobody, like, loyaleinu, right? No, it shouldn't be on us, or loyaleichem, shouldn't be on you. But you always say it like a third person, and not about somebody, because again, the lips have power, right? And for toiv too, meaning to say bracha to person that also has a koyach, right? Altichas berachas kala be'anecha, right? What is it called? Altichas berachas hedif kala be'anecha. It shouldn't be. Meaning we have to realize that our lips do have power, so. Yeah, so we got to just be careful. All right. Everybody should have a fine night. And be matzliach and a lichtig in Chanukah. And take whatever you're supposed to take out of Zois Chanukah.